Episode 632, Are You Running Towards Something?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day, sweet sisters. How are you? Are you ready for an extraordinary week? You have got to remember that you are destined for greatness. So what's on your to-do list? Have you even thought about it yet? What's on your calendar? Did you know we are now in October of 2016? You have less than 3 months to leave your mark on 2016, and you still have plenty of time to do it. Lots of hours, many days, and months still to come. So put away those excuses and say, you know what? I am going to accomplish something. What is it? Name it right now. Think about it. What are you thinking about? Name it out loud. Out loud. I didn't hear you. Louder. I have to give a huge shout out to Wendy. Wendy, I know you're listening, girl. Congratulations. I am so proud of you. She is one of our listeners, and she has just completed an amazing project. And I just wanted to give her a warm shout out because sometimes, you know, in our lives, we're going for things. And sometimes we don't even think people notice. And then we're like, why are we doing what we're doing? But I'm telling you, every single thing you do impacts. What Wendy did, she has impacted. She may not know to what degree yet, but she has left her mark. Where are you going to leave your mark today? Are you running towards something? That's what we're chatting about. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I am delighted that you're here. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to keeping your life simpler so you can live a happy, healthier life. Woo! How's that calendar looking? Have you gotten it out lately? Have you even had time to breathe yet this morning? I know sometimes on Mondays, it's just kind of crazy, isn't it? Are you running towards something? Are you really searching out something? Or are you running away from it? I know you may be wondering, did I really misspeak? No, I didn't. I truly meant, are you running towards something in your life right now? This may be a little confusing, but I wanted to go deeper with you in your mindset and habits. What you think you might be running from might actually be what you're running towards. Your subconscious is 30,000 times more powerful than your conscience. The decisions you make are influenced by your conscience. But how much do you think is subjective to your subconscious? More than you realize. Are you running towards something? A study done by Voss and Pollard in 2009 shows that even though the subconscious and conscious coexist, the subconscious mind seems to do more of the work and is aware and tuned in to the information quicker than your conscience. Did you get all that? Basically, your subconscious knows before your conscience knows. That gut reaction that you get is actually because you knew the answer already before you really even knew the answer. Talk about confusing. Are you scratching your head? I was scratching my head. I woke up early and have been lately. And sometimes we have some sleeping days. My husband always gets up early every single day. And so those few sleeping days, I try not to physically get out of bed because one wrong move and I've disturbed him and he's awake and I feel terrible because he doesn't get very many sleeping days. And so when I awake at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning and I can't go back to sleep, I lay there on my pillow and I begin to sit there and kind of dissect how our minds work. And it's really scary when you're in your own mind trying to dissect things. If only you could see into my mind, it does get kind of wacky. And I begin to have internal conversations and I think, okay, well, in this situation, why did I think about this? And why did ultimately my decision turn out to be this? And I came across this study and I've been doing other readings and I'm like, oh my gosh, it makes total sense. Our subconscious is so powerful that you might actually be running towards something then instead of running away from something. We're all used to hearing, well, what are you running from? What are you scared of? What is it that is confusing you? Why can't you just make up your mind? But ultimately, you may already have your mind made up. Are you running towards something? Maybe something you are trying to avoid is actually counterintuitive. Maybe you're truly running towards something you want or towards something you don't want. But you're actually running towards it. Now, how does this affect you in your life right now? Well, if you desire to make changes in your lifestyle, you need to understand who is playing on your team. Ultimately, you want your subconscious and your conscience to be on the same page with you in mind. You've got to be at the end of the game, right? Because otherwise, who's playing on your team? Maybe emotions? Yeah, but even if it's just emotions playing and feelings, there's still a subconscious and conscious working. So what do you do with this? Where is your decision rooted? Well, let me give you some questions to ponder. Now, we're not going to answer these questions directly today because they're questions for you to answer. Okay, so number one, how has your memories or experience, the information you've stored in your lifetime up to now, held you back from having the life you want right now? How has your memories or your experiences held you back from having the life you want now? Think about that one. Maybe something in the past. Maybe a couple previous decisions that you made. Maybe relation to job or relationship. Maybe even relation to your children. Having children. Having children in your life can be a very pivotal moment. Getting married is a very pivotal moment. That can do some major shifting in what happens. So how is your memories? Think back to even when you were a child. Sometimes it's hard to go back to elementary school age, but usually we begin to have very vivid memories in our middle school and high school. Very vivid. I mean, we can recall them almost as if we could paint a picture and be right back where we were, like go back in time. Kind of reminds me of Back in the Future, where he went back to his high school years and saw all of that. Yes, that vivid. What experiences might be holding you back from having the life you want now? Number two, think about your daily and weekly routines that you do on a regular basis over and over and over again without really thinking about it. What information are you succinctly embedding within your subconscious mind? Whoa. Yeah, that's a hard one. That one has me stumped. Because if you think about it, okay, so for example, devotions or lack thereof, or meditation or lack thereof. When you are practicing either your meditations or you're taking time for your devotions, what are you succinctly embedding? What are you allowing into your subconscious mind? Good or bad? Either way, you're not judging here. You're just looking at this from a factual standpoint. Okay, you're trying to dissect your brain. This is so fun. Okay, number three. If your subconscious mind is processing more information than you're consciously aware of, which we just talked about, right, in that study, how do you ensure the information is conducive to achieving a happy, healthy life? How can it be helping you? Is it helping you? And if you think about, oh my goodness, how can I have, you know, my subconscious and conscience working together when sometimes I feel like I'm really working, they're working against each other. They very well may be. But which one is winning? Is it your conscience or is it your subconscious? Because where do our habits lie? Subconscious. That's where we ultimately want to get because then we don't have to put a lot of thought into it. To have that happy, healthy lifestyle, we want to get our habits, right? That's what we want to do in our subconscious. That's where they're stored. That's where they lie. That's where they exist. And when we can figure that out, then we begin to create our now, creating the lifestyle that we truly want. However that's defined by you. I'm not defining that for you. You define that for you. And on another episode, we'll address what a happy, healthy lifestyle looks for you. Because it's different for everybody. Some people look at my life and they probably think I'm totally crazy. And at times, yes, I am. And it's a lot of fun crazy. But other people would look at me and say, oh my gosh, you live such a simplistic life. Don't you want something more exciting? I'm thinking, is this not exciting enough for me? So remember, it's our perspective. So this is based on your definition and how you define a happy, healthy lifestyle. Good or bad? How is your subconscious feeding it? When you're truly not consciously aware of what's going on, is it really helping you reach and achieve your goals? Well, of course, I can't leave you without a kiss, the Keep It Simple strategy. I know you're wanting and looking for the answers of, am I truly running towards something? Or should I be running away from it? What am I doing? Well, your kiss in all of this is instruct your mind how to respond. You have to be in the driver's seat. So you need to instruct your mind on how to respond. And you do that by three ways. There are a lot of other ways, but we're going to focus on three. Number one, affirmations. You've heard of this one. Affirmations. I want you to think of affirmations as painting the picture, directing your mind where you want to go. So your affirmation might be, and it's got to be in the present tense, as if you are living it now, okay? Because your subconscious sees it as the present. It's responding to the present. So your affirmation, when you state something like, I am healthy and strong, period, okay? That could be your affirmation. Maybe ultimately you really don't feel healthy and strong right now. But you want to feel that, so you need to instruct your mind on how to respond. Okay, so that's an affirmation. Okay, number two, surround yourself with people of like-mindedness. You don't want to cause confusion in your life. You have it already. Life happens and there's enough confusion. But when you have people around you that are against what you're trying to implement in your life, that causes what? Friction. Friction causes confusion. You get mixed signals. And then what happens? Nothing. Nothing changes. Your subconscious goes back into its what? Comfort zone. It takes the lead and nothing happens. Nothing changes. So you need to surround yourself with people of like-mindedness, people who want to make a difference, who are changing, who really want to seek and live out a happy, healthy lifestyle, whatever that definition is for you. But they desire more than just doing the mundane actions every single day, getting up, going to work, taking care of the kids, fixing dinner, doing lunches, shopping once in a while for groceries and basic necessities, paying the bills, and then going to bed, rinse and repeat. Wow, that's a great life. Some people are actually living that life because they don't see what else is out there. But if you are wanting to establish a life that's happy and healthy and thriving, and your success is more than just mundane actions and just to-do list, then you need to surround yourself with people of like-mindedness. I would encourage you to come in to the Women of Impact group. It's a closed private group in Facebook. The link is in the show notes. Come in, request to join. This is yes for women only. But go ahead and request to join. I will approve your membership. We would love to have you there. This is a safe place to be, a safe place to grow, a safe place to fall, and a safe place to be encouraged. And number three, remap by taking aim. You need to remap how you're thinking and what you're thinking by taking aim, which is, you know it, let's say it together, action ignites motivation. The mind wants to prove it's right. So if you begin to remap it on a yes daily basis, because it's going to take a daily basis, that eventually what? Your subconscious is going to get what you really want. And then you will know that you are running towards something that you want and not what you don't want. It's sometimes easy for us to hide and we wonder why we're hiding. Well, because our subconscious is telling us, oh, I don't want to go there. So I'm going to take you in your comfort zone and this is where you're going to stay and you're going to feel good about it. We are going to seek out, our mind is going to seek out what it's being fueled by. If you're fueling it with fear, confusion, nothing's going to happen. You're going to stay stagnant. If anything, you're going to move backwards. Nothing's going to change. But if you remap, taking aim one step at a time, it's just the next step. Then you're going to see the needle move in your life. Your mind will begin to what? Search out opportunities. It will see things, and in some cases, it will create opportunities. That means what? You're looking actually with your eyes wide open. It's not literally to the effect that our eyes are open, but it's that our minds and our hearts are too. It takes all of us, mind, body, and spirit, the whole, the Trinity, the three. One doesn't work without the other. So remap by taking aim. I want you to think about this. When I was growing up and studying music and I would practice, and practice has become something that I've become very, very good at. And especially for a musical instrument or as a vocalist, you've got to practice. And it would be great when you would practice right. But what would happen if I made the mistake? I'd have to correct the mistake. Well, how could I make that mistake stick and make the old mistake go away and kind of create like the new mistake, which is actually the right thing, and remap it? Because that's all what practicing does, right? Whether you're on the football team, the soccer team, whether you're playing tennis, whether you're playing a musical instrument, whether you're podcasting, whether you're writing on a blog, whether you're writing your book, starting a business, it's what? Practice. Practice. We learn skills and we do them and we perform them over and over and over again. But you see, when we make this mistake and we hit this brick wall and it's a big oopsie, what does it take to erase that mistake so we can create the new mistake, so to speak, which really isn't the new one. It's the new one. It's the new action that we're going to take aim on, right? And it's a new one that we want to implement in our life. Well, once we make a mistake, did you know it takes approximately 10 times perfect to erase that one mistake? And so if you make a mistake in that 10 times perfect, you have to start over by counting to one again. Let me give you an example. Let's take a mathematical example. 2 times 2 is 6. If I told you over and over again, 2 times 2 is 6, you're going to believe me that 2 times 2 is 6. And you're going to say, Christiane, 2 times 2 is 6. And I'm going to say, no, it's not. 2 times 2 is 4. And you're like, okay, but I learned it the other way. So how am I going to relearn that 2 times 2 is 4? It takes 10 times. So you start learning it and you go, okay, I can do this. I'm going to practice it. 2 times 2 is 4. 2 times 2 is 4. You write it down. You say it over and over again. You come to the 6th time. 2 times 2 is 6. Oh, man. Now you got to start over again. Starting at number 1. 2 times 2 is 4. 2 times 2 is 4. 2 times 2 is 4. And you continue on. You get to the 9th one. 2 times 2 is 6. Oh, I was so close. Got to start over again. 2 times 2 is 4. 2 times 2 is 4. All the way up, 10 times perfect to erase. Have you noticed how many times already? Even in this little example that we've practiced, we've gone through it now almost 3 full sets of 10. That's 30 times at least we're trying to practice to get it right. And we wonder where the whole idea of how many days it takes to establish a habit. Don't overthink things. Take aim. Take action. Instruct your mind how to respond. Are you running towards something that you really never thought of it that way? Maybe what you are trying to achieve is actually totally the opposite. That you're trying to not achieve it and you don't realize that that's really ultimately what you're going for. Or vice versa. You could be going towards something that, oh my gosh, you kind of really want, but you didn't know you were headed there. Either way, both can be very scary opportunities. Opportunities to impact your life and the world that you touch. It's worth to take time to ponder these and wonder, where are you going? What direction is your life headed? How much of it are you consciously deciding, and how much of it is being steered by your subconscious? Which way will you go today? Remember, share your answers with me. The email is in the show notes, christianne@createyournow.com. I cannot wait to hear from you. Have a blessed week. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.